From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Travis Lee Kern. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
It wasn't just the moonlight or the blinking of the fireflies that had me so mesmerized. Driving to the dam down Bethel Road, honeysuckle wind blowing through your head. And by the look in your eyes when our lips met, I knew it'd be a night that I wouldn't forget. That night, and with faith and a lot of fight, we built a life and we did it right. But it didn't leave time for the long way home. I love you more than I ever did. When our dreams were around the bend, and it seemed like a sweet night would never.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Dean Phelps, we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 596th live performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present a program of great live music with Travis Lee Kern. Travis is a Kentucky-based songwriter and recording artist. He draws upon his Southwest Virginia coalfield roots to bring to life the colorful characters and places of the mountains that are so much a part of him. His debut album comes highly recommended by No Depression and is described as a heartfelt, no-gimmicks folk country enterprise that will appeal across the spectrum. Please welcome Travis Lee Kern and his friend Daniel Lay to the stage.
Registration ends August 10th, and my friends say I better be on the road, 'cause this might be the last chance we get to find a job now that the mine's closed. But the community college, it didn't have the class I wanted, how to feed your family without leaving Rocco, and there ain't no starting over. Between a hard place and a lump of coal. I bought a golden ring with my first load, and the Lord and Kathy gave me a happy life. That was almost 20 years ago, and now I need to change overnight. But the community college, you didn't have the class I wanted, how to feed your family without leaving Rocco, and there ain't no starting over when you got nowhere to go. Stuck between a hard place and a lump of coal. Fast. Yesterday I held back the tears when she said she could tutor me after class. But the community college didn't have the class I wanted, how to feed your family without leaving Rocco, and there ain't no starting over when you got nowhere to go. Stuck between a hard place and a lump of coal. Stuck between a hard place and a lump of coal. I'm stuck between a hard place and a lump of coal.
I'm going to turn the microphone over now to Red Barn Radio's Dean Phelps to talk more with Travis.
Travis, it's good to get a chance to talk with you this evening. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So you've been a Red Barn Radio fan for a while.
A long time.
No stranger to the program.
That's exactly right. I'm a big fan. When I lived in the mountains in Virginia, you could pick up in Big Stone Gap WETS out of Johnson City, Tennessee, right. And it's still carried there. I saw on your website. It was just a connection to roots music then. When I was a stay-at-home dad, it was almost vital. It was a connection to this music world, which I felt like was another planet maybe at times. I would go out to Walmart for our groceries, our necessities. We'd get the kids in bed and nobody'd be crying for just a minute. I'd drive out there and it'd always be late at night. You know, it'd be like, I don't know, 8:30 or something. That was late, I guess. I was worn out. Yeah, right. What I love to do, and this happens sometimes and it was great, I would catch the 8 o'clock broadcast on WEKU, and then I would go to the store and I'd listen to it about halfway or something. I'd try to run through the store and get it done in an hour, and I'd come back and try to hit the midway point on WUKY, okay. You know, because they air it back to back. It was just this thing. It was, you know, I would always dream, like, I would love to be on there. It just seemed like it would be impossible. It just seemed impossible. I couldn't even pick up a guitar, and I was scared I'd wake up somebody. It was a really dormant period, and so it was a lifeline.
Sad. Deep down, I was always sad. People saw the fun I had. Man, they never knew. You came through all the years, you came. You lifted my self-blame. Did I do the same for you? Well, now I found a corner. Better weather, sometimes it rains, but there's peace like forever. It's funny how God could have eased my mind by saying, in the end, you'll marry your best friend. Maybe it wouldn't have been funny then. A mess. Our lives were such a mess. Could we have handled all the stress coming from where we'd been? One shot. You know that's all we've got. Would you rather cast your lot? Like forever. It's funny how God could have eased our minds by saying, in the end, you'll marry your best friend. Maybe it wouldn't have been funny then. Funny.
You talked about your grandfather being a coal miner, but somebody that you never really got to meet.
No.
How does that imagination kind of fuel what went into this record?
I never got to meet him. He was killed in when the roof collapsed in the mine he was working, in the coal mine he was working in Wise County, actually. He traveled from Scott County into Wise County every day. You said it. I was trying to imagine this person that died decades before I was born. You know, he died when my dad was 9 years old. But he left behind this legacy of love. I have to tell you, there were 9 kids. 7 were still at home when he passed away. They didn't have much money. There were different family members that came and said, hey, I'll take the twins. You know, my dad's a twin, Ronnie and Lonnie Kern. And my grandma, man, she was the strongest person. She said, no, we're going to stay together. It produced the tightest family. She was the most faithful person I know, just a prayer warrior. And she ruled with an iron fist, so she could be stern. But I tell you what, she kept the family together. And so when I was growing up, how that reverberated through the generations was that when I grew up, every Sunday we would get together at Grandma's, and as many of the people would come as were around. There were 26 grandchildren. I was one of 26 grandchildren. And, you know, playing football in the yard, walking up the mountain to the railroad tracks, putting pennies on the railroad and watching them squish and catching crawdads, and man, it was just a beautiful, beautiful time. And I think it was because there was this commitment, you know, after he passed to keep the family together. And I tell you that this record really is kind of a love story to the region. It's a love story to my family. It's a lot of those stories that I remember hearing then or experienced then. They come up in the record and. Yeah, that will always be a big part of who I am.
I know I was strong as iron, a little rusty but doing fine, living alone and free. And then you poured your heart into mine, I was melted, love was refined, and it was better than I ever thought it could be. The strongest steel is forged to stand the test of time. Love was made when our hearts intertwined, singing, all is solid love, all is solid love, all is solid love. Forever this solid love is yours and mine, let it shine. Like the last, they look shiny but they fade so fast, a little stress and then they break. We got a love that so few hold, more precious than the purest gold, for it can hold us up yet been without mistakes. The strongest steel is forged to stand the test of time. The deepest love was made when our hearts intertwined, singing,
around those Sunday dinner tables, there must have been a lot of family stories told.
Well, that was where we had the food. There was no sitting around the table. It was potluck, you know, and the table was just absolutely covered. I mean,
oh my goodness.
You know, Jell-O molds and, you know, all these different.
Yes.
Man, I had some uncles that loved to hunt, and they'd bring deer, and there's all these different casseroles and just good stuff. There was the kids area where we would sit, you know, yes. and but then it was so big, we'd sprawl out everywhere, you know, but we'd always, you know, we'd join around the table and pray. We'd wind down through the hallways and all that stuff.
So any favorite family stories?
I always loved this story that my grandma would tell and my great uncle John, her brother, would tell. This banjo back here, it's OK Banjo. It's my great uncle John's. When he got back from World War II, he bought it out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog. They were two of 13 kids and Joneses. He was like a grandfather to me. He never married and never had kids. And one of my favorite stories was this old cow that my grandma had, and it was just a cuss. It was just a ornery. Old cow. It had this thing where they'd milk, you know, get about a half bucket or something, then it would step in it, you know, and ruin the bucket. And so one of my other great uncles named Glenn came in. He was like, "You just don't know how to treat this." And my grandma, you know, like I said, she could be stern, and she would, you know, take a tobacco stick and hit the cow and stuff, you know. He was like, "You need to be gentle with this cow. Gentle." So really was talking to the cow, milking it. "Oh, that's nice. See, look at this. I've almost got a whole bucket. See, look at that." And then it steps in it. Story is that Glenn went nuts.
"Oh, my goodness."
You know, hitting it and such. And man, that story just always... Man, I always loved that story.
Nothing beats a good cow story.
Really. Yeah, there you go.
When we said we were finished, I was overcome with grief. From Bible school as little kids to that high school first kiss, we grew together in love and belief. I started sleeping in on Sundays. Heard that you did too. I tried hard to move on, but everything felt wrong. I was lost without you. My heart was hidden so long, it needed a resurrection. Deep breath, and I walked in church seeking a new direction. Well, I saw you there, and though I was scared, the stone by my heart rolled away. I found love and redemption on Easter Sunday. Hallelujah, love restored. Like the years hadn't passed. In your arms worries fell away, and I thank God to this day that my first love is now my last. Now we have two kids of our own. We put them through that Bible school. Yeah, they've heard it been said, love can rise from the dead. When talking about Jesus and me and you, my heart was hidden so long, it needed a resurrection. Deep breath, and I walked into church seeking a new direction. Well, I saw you there, and though I was scared, the stone by my heart rolled away. I found love and redemption on Easter Sunday. Yeah, I saw you there, and though I was scared, the stone
someday.
You write a lot about, you know, that life around those coal mines. One of my favorite musical influences also grew up around coal mines, but down in West Central Kentucky, Merle Travis.
Oh, so absolutely.
A lot of good coal mining songs that Merle wrote. But who are some of the artists that have influenced you over the years? Kind of what?
You know, it's funny you mentioned Merle Travis. He's a huge one of mine. His Live in Boston CD is one of my favorite records ever.
That is a fabulous record.
Oh, absolutely. Johnny Cash, John Prine is a huge one. The Carter Family, Gillian Welch. Those are people that a lot of you are, everyone's probably heard of all those people. I would say my biggest influence at this time in my life and the last many years, probably last 10 years, is a man named Ron Short. He is a mountain musician. He's currently in a band called Ron Short and the Possum Playboys, and it is a fantastic band. But I tell you, he worked for Apple Shop, Roadside Theater. He's a playwright. He can play wonderful fiddle, banjo, guitar, accordion, slide guitar. I mean, he is an awesome musician. But let me tell you, he is a songwriter. And he taught me really through studying his music. And I've really been lucky to get to know him. He's a friend of mine. He's a really good friend of mine. And I've learned how to weave a story, you know, through a lot of it is through him, both through your song and then also in between songs.
Okay.
He's just a true performer. And a real gem. Yeah, he would be my biggest influence.
Class was slow in high school. Hot cars were my escape. The kind that shine when they pass by. The rumbling V8s. They could be any color, but I made them pencil gray.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Travis Lee Kern, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of Travis Lee Kern after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.